New NFIB survey, Main Street uncertainty reaches all-time high. Texas border business, Austin, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index rose by 0.3 points in September to 91.5. This is the 33rd consecutive month below the 50-year average of 98. The uncertainty index rose 11 points to 103, the highest reading recorded. 51% of owners reported capital outlays in the last 6 months, down 5 points from August. Meanwhile, the number of owners reporting inventory gains fell 4 points to a net negative 13%, seasonally adjusted, the lowest reading since June 2020. Small business owners are feeling more uncertain than ever, said NFIB chief economist Bill Dunkelberg. Uncertainty makes owners hesitant to invest in capital spending and inventory, especially as inflation and financing costs continue to put pressure on their bottom lines. Although some hope lies ahead in the holiday sales season, many Main Street owners are left questioning whether future business conditions will improve. Although state-specific data is unavailable, NFIB State Director Jeff Burdett urged Congress to give Main Street employers greater certainty by stopping the massive tax hike scheduled to take place in 2025. Between a softening job market, rising prices, and a massive federal tax hike scheduled for next year, Main Street is very uncertain about what the future will hold. This makes it incredibly difficult for small business owners to make decisions, hire employees, and plan ahead. Congress must stand up for our local job creators and make the small business deduction permanent. Key findings include, the net percent of owners reporting inventory gains fell 4 points to a net negative 13%, seasonally adjusted, the lowest reading since June 2020. The average rate paid on short maturity loans was 10.1%, up 0.6 of a point from August. The last time it was this high was February 2001. 34%, seasonally adjusted, of all owners reported job openings they could not fill in the current period, down 6 points from August and the lowest reading since January 2021. A net 12% of owners reported paying a higher rate on their most recent loan, down 3 points from August and the lowest reading since March 2022. 51% reported capital outlays in the last 6 months, down 5 points from August. The last time it was this low was July 2022. Seasonally adjusted, a net 32% reported raising compensation, down 1 point from August and remaining the lowest reading since April 2021. 23% of owners reported that inflation was their single most important problem in operating their business, higher input and labor costs, down 1 point from August but remaining the top issue. As reported in NFIB's monthly jobs report, a seasonally adjusted 34% of all small business owners reported job openings they could not fill in their current period, down 6 points from August and the lowest reading since January 2021. Of the 59% of owners hiring or trying to hire in September, 90% reported few or no qualified applicants for the positions they were trying to fill. 51% of owners reported capital outlays in the last 6 months, down 5 points from August. Of those making expenditures, 35% reported spending on new equipment, 23% acquired vehicles, and 15% improved or expanded facilities. 10% spent money on new fixtures and furniture and 4% acquired new buildings or land for expansion. 19%, seasonally adjusted, planned capital outlays in the next 6 months, down 5 points from August. A net negative 17% of all owners, seasonally adjusted, reported higher nominal sales in the past 3 months, down 1 point from August and the lowest reading of this year. The net percent of owners expecting higher real sales volumes rose 9 points to a net negative 9%, seasonally adjusted. The net percent of owners reporting inventory gains fell 4 points to a net negative 13%, seasonally adjusted, the lowest reading since June 2020. Not seasonally adjusted, 10% reported increases in stocks and 22% reported reductions. A net negative 4%, seasonally adjusted, of owners viewed current inventory stocks as too low in September, up 1 point from August. A net negative 3%, seasonally adjusted, of owners plan inventory investment in the coming months, down 2 points from August. The net percent of owners raising average selling prices rose 2 points from August to a net 22% seasonally adjusted. 23% of owners reported that inflation was their single most important problem in operating their business, down 1 point from August and remaining the top issue. Unadjusted, 13% reported lower average selling prices and 34% reported higher average prices. Price hikes were the most frequent in the finance, 64% higher, 4% lower, retail, 48% higher, 9% lower, transportation, 41% higher, 18% lower, and construction, 38% higher, 12% lower, sectors. Seasonally adjusted, a net 25% planned price hikes in September. Seasonally adjusted, a net 32% reported raising compensation, down 1 point from August and remaining and the lowest reading since April 2021. A seasonally adjusted net 23% plan to raise compensation in the next 3 months, up 3 points from August. 9% of owners cited labor costs as their top business problem, unchanged from August and only 4 points below the highest reading of 13% reached in December 2021. 17% said that labor quality was their top business problem, remaining behind inflation as the number one issue. The frequency of reports of positive profit trends was a net negative 34%, seasonally adjusted, up 3 points from August. Among owners reporting lower profits, 37% blamed weaker sales, 14% blamed the rise in the cost of materials, 13% cited labor costs, and 11% cited lower selling prices. For owners reporting higher profits, 47% credited sales volumes, 26% cited usual seasonal change, and 9% cited higher selling prices. 2% of owners reported that all their borrowing needs were not satisfied. 24% reported all credit needs met and 62% said they were not interested in a loan. A net 8% reported their last loan was harder to get than in previous attempts. 4% of owners reported that financing was their top business problem in September, unchanged from August. The NFIB Research Center has collected small business economic trends data with quarterly surveys since the fourth quarter of 1973 and monthly surveys since 1986. Survey respondents are randomly drawn from NFIB's membership. The report is released on the second Tuesday of each month. This survey was conducted in September 2024.